Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Friday afternoon, Arcata Police responded to the Northern Redwood Federal Credit Union on Gentoli Lane for reports of an armed robbery. Police learned that a white male adult in his mid to late 40s entered the credit union and approached the teller, brandishing a black semi-auto handgun, demanding money. The teller complied and gave the suspect an undisclosed amount of cash. Suspect was last seen wearing a dark-colored jacket with a white fur collar, dark-colored pants, white shoes, and a gray shirt. He had on a black beanie cap and sunglasses. The suspect had a salt-and-pepper-colored mustache and goatee. Arcata Police is requesting anyone that may have witnessed the robbery or have information to please contact the department. Yesterday morning at nearly 2 a.m., Arcata Police served a search warrant on the storage unit in the city of Arcata. The warrant was obtained in relation to an earlier traffic stop. Operation resulted in one arrest and seizure of an amount of meth. Officers located 3 pounds of meth, scales, and packaging materials. The action was taken as part of a 2-year investigation into a certain meth trafficking organization. The investigation is ongoing. The total amount of meth was between 3.5 pounds over the weekend, with an estimated street value of $50,000 to $60,000. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, announced another big step to attracting additional air service to the county. Executive Director Don Anabuski says that the fundraising goal of $1 million in donations from the local community, the Department of Transportation, and the Headwaters Fund has been reached. That means REDEC is now actively recruiting airlines in the hope of getting daily nonstop flights to L.A. back up and running by the spring. Anabuski said in a statement that we all recognize that air service is a crucial link to the world for Humboldt County, just like the internet and Highway 101. More than 70 local donors contributed to the fundraising effort that included local tribes, cities, and businesses. The district attorney's office announced that Brian Fleming has been sentenced to a prison term of 10 years and 8 months after pleading guilty to several meth-related charges, including possession and transportation. Fleming was first arrested a year ago at a Eureka motel on meth-related charges, but that didn't stop him. While out on bail and awaiting trial, he was arrested a second time in May of this year for possession and sales of meth. Once again, while out on bail and awaiting trial, Fleming was arrested again in June. This time he was found to be in possession of 135 grams of meth, arrested and booked once more. Fleming, who has already served a prison sentence, also pleaded guilty to 2 special allegations of possession for sale while he was on bail. Caltrans has announced the lifting of all bicycle detours originally set in place due to the Mad River Bridge's replacement project on Route 101. Bicycle travel between McKinleyville and Arcata can now be accessed in both directions on the new bridge facilities. Cyclists are reminded that bridge and roadway construction is still underway. The placement of permanent stripes, shoulder improvements, and barrier construction remains to be completed. Caltrans asks that you proceed with caution. More KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For today's Art Community, we talked with Tom Schallert, administrator of the Northern California Community Blood Bank. We asked what role the blood bank plays in the disaster and how they stay prepared. Schallert highlighted 2 critical devices. The first is ham radio.
We have an entire ham radio set that it gets, and the ham radio gets tested part of the California Blood Bank Society emergency preparedness network that occurs on a monthly basis, and we have ham radio operators come in. We have 3 of our staff, maybe 4 of our staff, who are ham radio operators.
The second is the fact that the blood bank has its own generator, a tool that allows the bank to stay connected during times of turmoil, even if it's on the other side of the country.
We found that out with 9/11, that the towers in New York City were out. We were one of the few places in the country that was actually in touch with folks in New York at the time, because we didn't realize we were one of the only ones in touch with them. But
the blood bank is one of our region's resources for disaster preparedness in our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.